Fran, thanks for coming. Do you want to talk a bit about your small group and where it started and sort of the shape that it has taken in the beginning and how it has developed and grown?
Yep. So our small group is on a Thursday morning. And this is not my testimony, although part of it is a little bit personal. It's the testimony of all the... There is ladies, but it started off with men as well in the group. So I'm going to keep looking at my phone because they've all sent me things to say. It started off from Woodseat's parents, actually. So several of our congregation have children that go to Woodseat School and also to Abbey Lane School. And they would meet on a Thursday morning at Costa. And it was coffee, basically. That's where it started from. There was men there as well. It's never been exclusively just women, although now it is just women. And then when Sarah and yourself joined St. Peter's, Sarah joined those parents down at Costa because it was something that she could get to regularly. And it was actually her that was the one that was intentional about making something prayerful and a Bible study. So those parents then moved to the parish centre so that they could have some more privacy. So back then there was there was five people and the occasional sort of straddler that came along.
And during that time, it was a very simple thing. It was kind of sharing life at Costa. That was just motherhood, fatherhood, kids were the kind of thing that they shared.
Yep.
Sarah just kind of shared in prayer and just kind of was like, oh, well, all of these problems, we're just going to pray about it. And that's how it started. Then it moved to the parish centre, as you said, for privacy. It doesn't now meet at the parish centre. It's now meeting, and there's quite a few people. How did you see growth in that?
So the growth was that I used to walk past on my way to the gym from Costa, and I'd go in and say hello. So the people there saw that I was free on a Thursday morning and asked me if I would like to join a more intentional prayer group. And then from there, we started a WhatsApp group. For those of you that don't know, WhatsApp is a sort of a group messaging service that's on our phones, which is why I'm holding my phone. We do a lot on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. There was people that couldn't attend on Thursday mornings, so they then joined the WhatsApp group. And anything that we were praying for on Thursday mornings got put on the WhatsApp group as well. So that people that were extended throughout the city and Sheffield 8 could pray as well.
And so how many people have you got connected to the WhatsApp group? How many people are sharing prayer requests and things on that?
There is 20.
20 people, starting with five. Parents.
Starting with five parents, yeah.
And on a Thursday morning, what are the kind of conversations typically that you have?
I'm not a great sharer. I sit and the way that group is it's lots of, it is now lots of mothers with young children. I don't have youngish under five children anymore, so I'm usually by myself. I'm usually sat on the floor playing with the kids. Somebody's making coffee, somebody's making tea, somebody's changing a nappy, somebody is wiping a face, somebody's trying to save a child from the fireplace, somebody's stopping a child pulling the DVDs off your shelves. Because it's now in the vicarage. because it's warmer. And it started off as a Bible study. So all of us looking at something and sharing our thoughts. Usually me saying, I don't understand that. Or somebody else saying something really insightful, and while carrying a child under their arm. So that's where it started. Now, and I would say maybe since Christmas, no, since September, we've built up a really strong, there was friendships there already, but a really strong bond and a really strong friendship with each other. And especially since September, we all share, there's usually somebody crying. and be that something that struck them in the Bible study that we're reading, or somebody that's having a really bad week. And we're all there for each other.
So can you identify what happened in terms of moving it from just sort of, how to describe it, you know, cold intellectual sort of sharing of, this is what I think about this Bible passage or whatever, into, you know, crying and sharing life and doing quite deep sharing? Do you know what helped with that? Or
I can't put my finger on one thing, so I'm going to have to say God. When you share a Bible study, that becomes really personal. And you can relate that to your life in some way. So in those tiny little ways you share to start with, and then eventually that gets easier and easier and easier to then share the big things.
And what benefit have you or others in the group received from the group and from sharing that time together?
Shall I read you some of the things that so one person said, I had a newborn when the group started. It was a helpful place full of wise women of God, but also mums to help me through. It's a space where the kids can play, contained, which means you can get a chance to think and focus on God. Somebody else has said, having children around isn't always easy to find God, but the group has really made an effort to help each other when it gets a bit noisy and disrupt. And we relish those times of quiet when the kids sit still. I think that's the key thing, is that life is really busy, and that especially when you've got little ones, or when you're dashing around all over the place to find God, and the women in that group help me, so personally me, find a centre where I can stop and find God, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
And so the value that we have at St. Peter's is sharing without fear.
Yeah.
What are the kind of things that, I mean, busyness?
Yeah.
Or children or whatever, but what are some of the fears, do you think, maybe in your group, that have stopped sharing, which have sort of been cast out, if you like, in order to encourage?
We're busy. And you always think people are too busy to be burdened with your problems. I think that's the key one. Everybody thinks that. Oh, I don't want to trouble somebody else with this. I don't want to lay that on them. They've got so much on themselves. And to know that actually when you share a burden, it halves it, sometimes even quarters it. But also sharing a burden with something we've realised is sharing a burden with somebody else also helped their burden as well.
Hmm.
We were talking about this on Thursday. And it somehow makes you feel better when you know that you're helping somebody else.
Hmm.
You might have all the burdens in the world, but to help somebody else raises your spirits too.
And I'm guessing because of the kind of life that you are all in or have been in as parents, there's a sense in which you join one another in those burdens, in that,
yeah.
you know, just hearing someone else go, yeah, that's totally normal.
Yeah.
I also feel it is also an encouragement, I imagine.
Yeah, my standard thing is, oh, you wait until they become teenagers.
Yeah. Yes, because those wise women of God, that sort of image is what family should be doing.
Yeah.
It's what good families do for each other, is passing on the wisdom of the generations of,
yeah.
you know, we are not the first parents, and we're not going to be the last, and actually we're in a long line. And as a family of God, we have that same thing of the wrestles we have in discipleship and with God. It's not the first time someone has felt distant from God or felt yeah. God's absence, or it's not the first time for me, you know, I'm not the first person to grieve. Actually, there are people in the family
yeah.
that know how to do that. Do you want to just talk very briefly about the summer last year? Sarah was leading it and steering it, and then she died. That must have hit your small group particularly profoundly. How has that sort of been strangely a gift? How has that sort of changed, adapted the group, and how has that helped?
It is difficult to think of it as a gift. Sarah was instrumental in the group, and she was the one that rocked up every week and thought, right, we're going to do this. And when she went into hospital, we all sort of thought, oh, she'll be in for 2 weeks and then she'll be back again. And then it transpired that she wasn't going to be just 2 weeks away. So our prayer group, throughout the WhatsApp and when we met on a Thursday morning, we prayed, and some of the people in the group went to visit her, and then she passed away. And we had 2 weeks of really, really intentional praying on those 2 days. There was lots of tears. There was lots of laughter as well, because you can't help but laugh when you think of Sarah. it brought us all together. It brought us all together. Somebody else had to lead. So that meant that somebody else had to step up. Somebody else had to organise this. So somebody else had to step up. We all just pulled together. And it meant that we could share. You know, we all shared our fears. I remember being in, actually, we were in the parish centre, and I remember being in the kitchen and just not knowing what to do and hugging Bess and not knowing what to say, but just holding each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We'll finish on this question. One of the things that a PCC and others in the church have talked about, in terms of, ironically, as I said last week, ironically being quite fearful of this value,
yeah.
is that we sort of want to go from 0 to 100. You know, that's what it feels like. We're sort of forcing people to be, you know, totally transparent and, you know, honest with everyone and, you know, telling everyone everything, which is not the case. It is about finding those profound relationships. Mm. In terms of you personally, in this church family, you're, you know, being a church warden, you know more and more people. Mm. Are there boundaries that you've put in place to sort of treasure the Thursday morning group? Are there any things that you kind of think, actually, I'm not going to share it with these, you know, everyone, but actually there are times in the small group that you do that. And what kind of things, you don't have to go into specifics, but what kind of things are those that you kind of go, actually, this small group, I've waited and I'm going to tell them on Thursday, or maybe someone else has waited till Thursday to share something?
There's the obvious good things. You know, everybody wants to share the good things. I don't know if the bad things get stored up and feel like they need to be saved until Thursdays. Within the 20 people that's in the prayer and share group, from there, if people don't feel comfortable and the people that have been in the group for the longest have sort of, so that's myself included, have sort of got a bit of an inkling about the people who like to share lots and are comfortable with that, or the people that don't share quite so much. So within that group then, we've then approached people and said, are you comfortable with this? Or we've put a notice on and within Thursday mornings as well said, if you don't feel comfortable sharing, pick a person or two people that you feel comfortable with, and we can facilitate that in either being on a messaging service or at some part within the week. That's then our small group has spilled over to Fridays. And there's now a small group on Fridays with some people that used to come on Thursdays, but now are not able to come on Fridays. And those people feel comfortable within that group to then share. Is that answering your question?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. So one of the things that we are looking to do at St. Peter's is to develop our small groups for this particular purpose, really, giving people those, you know, sometimes two or three, but maybe more depending, giving us all a space where we can test the water in sharing burdens, practical difficulties, which I know a lot of the Thursday morning starts with practical difficulties of, you know, just parenting, but then goes into more deeper stuff at a pace which people are comfortable with, and all the time, as you say, checking in, are you comfortable, and not forcing it, but giving people an opportunity to do it, because of the benefit that that Fran has shared and the rest of the group have shared, that sense of being part and halving the worry, which is doubled up. We're going to pray for this small group, we're going to pray for Fran, and then we'll move on. Loving God, we thank you that you shared life with us in the person of Jesus. We thank you that you have taken our burdens, shared them. You have taken them to the grave, at great cost to yourself. We thank you, Lord, for this small group, for the way in which you have grown it, for the way in which you have used painful experiences to give a glimpse of who you are and your great love for us. Thank you for the relationships forged in this place and in these times. pray for those who are going through difficulties. We pray that they would have the courage to share them. We pray for those, all of the women in this group who minister to one another. Pray that you will equip them with the strength and the shoulders to take those burdens and to share them. In Jesus' name, amen.